Hello everyone, how are you? We're doing part four of Proverbs Wisdom to Win. Here we are at my very high level card here. Today we're going to learn about receiving from the right source. Wisdom is all about who are you going to learn from? Who are you going to receive from? I remember as a very young Christian, I was 19 and went to a great church, and I started to be exposed to teaching on relationships at marriage, great marriage for the first time. It was wonderful. It was refreshing, because at the time I was a fireman, and I had heard my fireman friends talk about some of their marriages in not the best terms, and it was pretty discouraging actually to hear older, great guys, but older firemen obviously struggling with marriages and relationships. And so when I became a Christian and went to church and I started hearing about good marriages and good relationships, and it was really, really a wonderful thing. And I started to receive teaching and inspiration from the right source. It's the same with any information. You can get information from the wrong source, gossip. And one of the saddest things I've ever experienced in life is when someone has done people very, very good things over many years, helped them in marriage and life and maybe parenting. And one person says a negative about that teacher or pastor, and people receive that wrong source stuff and go off. I remember in the first year here in Tokyo, and a beautiful young Japanese girl became a believer in Jesus. And she said she used to be suicidal, but now she was so full of joy. So full of joy, loved to worship, loved to journal and read the Bible. And it was so exciting to see her grow, until one day she came in and she looked so sad again. And people said, why have you lost your joy? And she said, oh, someone told me there's too much joy in this church. There's too much joy. And I was so sad, because how can you have too much joy? It's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, etc. And so it was sad for me to realize that people can receive from good source or from a bad source. Today we're going to read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 3. Very simply, it says that Proverbs, and again, Proverbs means short little sayings that lead us to rule in life and succeed in life. Short sayings helping us succeed in life. Proverbs 1, verse 3 says, Proverbs are for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, for doing what is right and just and fair. As I started to read Proverbs again recently, I thought there's a lot of words here that just seem to build up. And so we have to tear it apart. But the key word for today is receiving, learning how to receive from the right source. It says, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, for doing what is right and just and fair. The Message Bible says, Proverbs is a manual for living, for learning what is right and just and fair. And the New Passion Bible says, those who cling to these words will receive discipline to demonstrate wisdom in every relationship, for righteousness, to choose what is right and just and fair. So the key word here is to receive what is really good for our lives. And so today I want to start, I've got three things I want to talk about. First of all, learn how to receive. Some people don't know how to receive. And again, when we came to Japan many, many years ago, we realized that when we would say to Japanese a genuine encouragement, they would go, iye, 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 which means no, 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 not at all, not at all. Sort of like the English, oh, not at all. Oh, no, it's a deflection. It's not a bad thing. But or a one in English would be when we say, oh, you've done a good job, and people would say, oh, praise the Lord, give all glory to God, which sounds spiritual, but people need to receive a genuine encouragement and receiving from the right source. And we had to learn to teach people in Japan to say, instead of saying iya, 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 which means no. And by the way, I realized what a big deal this was one day when I saw a lady fall down some stairs at a train station. I rushed over and helped lift her to her feet and said, are you okay? And she said, iya, 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 iya. And she was hurt. And I was going to help take her to the little police station just around the corner, but that's fine. That was her choice. But I realized that we've got to learn how to receive help receiving help is a big part of succeeding in life. And I really want to encourage you to receive from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit, from great leaders, from teaching like this and many others. We've got to learn to receive and open our hearts to the right source. I heard someone once say that life is like a refrigerator. You only get out of it what you first put in. So we need to open our fridge and allow God to put in good things, and they will come out at the right time. So we taught people in Japan to say the word arigato when they're encouraged, which means thank you. Just a very nice word, arigato. Another word is domo, thank you, between friends. And just a very genuine encouragement, teaching people instead of saying iye, iye, to say arigato. Instead of saying iye, pushing away, learn how to say arigato. So we'd say to someone, hey, you did a good job today, and they would say arigato. Or I like the way you served in church today, thank you, and they would say arigato. Learning how to receive is part of life from the right source. When I was playing rugby at 16, we were a losing team, learning how to be a winning team. When the coach said, hey, don't do that, do this, instead of going, oh, you know, he's just rejecting me or whatever, we had to learn how to say arigato. You're teaching us, coach, you're teaching us how to win. I remember when Monty was a little boy in school here in Japan and was not doing well in maths. I think that's because he was just not listening. He's a very smart kid. And there was a couple of years he was falling behind in his maths and not enjoying any maths class. And all of a sudden he came home from school and in the next grade, I think it was grade 5. And all of a sudden he said, I'm doing better in maths. And we said, wow, well, that's great. What happened? He said, well, I have a teacher who is helping me, and I realized I missed some core things, whatever he said. I missed some foundations. And the lady's name is Mrs. Mutenda, and we're thankful to Mrs. Mutenda, who was his maths teacher that year, because all of a sudden he started to receive instruction and receive correction, and realizing that receiving from the right source is a positive thing, receiving from the right source. And you might have been hurt, but you can receive from God the Father. You can receive his love and forgiveness and help and power. You can receive from our Jesus, our wonderful Jesus. You can receive his strength and power and presence. You can receive from the Holy Spirit. Every day, just journaling a little bit is such a simple way to do that. So teaching people to say arigato, I would like to teach you today to learn how to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think in life it's such an important thing to learn the grace and the art of receiving. The word here, receive, actually means more than just receive. It means to seize. There's an old Latin phrase from ancient Rome, which was carpe diem, which means seize the day. Seize every day is a learning day. And I learned every day I could wake up and say, Lord, I want to learn something new today. Teach me. It changed my attitude towards every day. Carpe diem, seize the day. Today is a learning day. Today is a receiving day from the right thing. And just before I finish, let me say, seize what? Well, the first thing it says is to seize positive instruction. Discipline, I'm going to talk about that soon in a whole podcast. It's a positive word. It actually means to tie ourselves to the right things, to tie ourselves to right teachings. Yes, I'm tying my heart to the right thing. But by the way, that year, Monty, his maths went right through and he became one of the top kids in the maths class because he learned to receive from a good teacher. Thank you, Mrs. Mutenda. What a good thing. Seize positive instruction. Seize from people ahead of you on the road in marriage, in parenting, in whatever it is, in sales, in business. Learn to receive quickly from the right people, the right YouTube instructions, or the right pastor, the right connect group. Learn how to receive quickly from good people. And the last thing I want to say is it also says receive in prudent living. Well, the actual word is this, another word for wisdom. It's the second word in Proverbs for wisdom. It means, hey, pay attention. Pay attention, wisdom. The what? Did someone say something? Yeah, quickly learn when something important is being said. The aha moment, the aha, when something quickly. I think journaling is just the best way to do this every day, a few minutes, just reading God's word and say, God, I'm looking, I'm paying attention to what you would say today. Pay attention. God's saying, look, listen, it's thoughtful reflection, wisdom. It's every day. So as I finish today, I want to say that you're going to learn from someone. You will learn from someone. So why not receive from the right source and learn how to learn quickly? Learn how to seize truths quickly in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that we would be people that learn quickly from the right source, from you, your word, your Holy Spirit, from good leaders, good teachers, good teaching, and that it would bind our hearts to this good teaching, and that we would be paying attention quickly every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.